It's a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. It's a FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And joining us here today from FHN Pastoral Care, Sean Huguenin is with us here today. Hey, Sean, good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Good morning, community.
Thanks for joining me here today. I know your topic is grief, and you spend a majority of your time talking about an upcoming event here that you're going to be having. First of all, let's step back. Talk about what is all encompassed in your role at FHN.
Sure. I am FHN's pastoral care department. Basically, my role is spiritual care coordinator. I play chaplain for FHN Hospital as well as FHN Hospice. Basically, my needs are to meet those of the physical, whether it's emotional or spiritual needs of the patients, their family, or the staff here. And if I cannot do that, I also come in as a second role of facilitator to whether it's resourcing or reaching out to other entities to help them.
You're going to have an event coming up on Saturday, November 3. We want people to mark that in their calendar, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But today is a day that we all remember. We've talked a little bit about it already on the show today, September 11, of course. And from your perspective, Sean, how do events like this 9/11 event 17 years ago today, yeah, on this day, shape the psychic of our country?
Well, I mean, first of all, whenever a large event like this happens that affects a large group of community cities, you have that shock factor. But what I really do is I think it makes us as a humanity realize just how fragile life can be. And we begin to reassess, you know, what's important to us. And what I see usually happening with big events like this, or even small family losses, is the families or the community tends to come together in a time like this to really help support one another, because there is a shared experience that everybody has had. And that's kind of what makes a lot of these groups and these workshops that we're going to be talking about later so important, because it's a group of people who have shared a like experience coming together to help support one another through the event.
Yeah, of course, we all know where we were on 9/11 when we heard about it. We all remember that. It's like the older generation remembering the JFK assassination. But, you know, there's a lot of people listening today who maybe were personally affected, maybe directly by a death of someone they knew, or certainly by friends. And they have stories about 9/11. Talk about the grief associated with 9/11.
There's going to be a numerous ways of grief. One is just people are going to grieve that had personal family losses, families that were maybe away in other states. So that family relationships of being together and having that closure that was not allowed to happen in a sudden event like this, where there was an instant loss of people's lives. Also, the understanding of how do we get past this, because this is an event that is not a normal loss. This was what we call an influence loss, where there was an event that happened that caused the loss, and it wasn't a normal process of death of life as we know it. So people tend to process that differently because they don't quite understand what happened.
We're talking to Sean Huguenin here today, FHN Pastoral Care, on 9/11. Sean, talk about the stages of grief. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, there's basically five stages of grief. They're not in any particular order. Depending on the person and their attachment to the loss, can experience them differently. But basically, the stages we have are ones called denial. That's basically the, you know, why is this happening, on which we would have experienced at the 9/11 event. Then it's usually followed up by anger, which can, you know, be followed with whys or unresolves in a person's life with that loss, you know, or feeling of desertion with that loss. Then one that certain people experience is a thing called bargaining. And I want to explain that a little bit, because I'm sure people have seen that or heard about that. But that's when you have that sense of you want to trade yourself for that person. The why not me? I will do this if you can bring back this loved one or this event. And then there's a depression stage, which, you know, some most of the time it ends up being a long grieving or a severe grieving, and not a so much a clinical depression, but we classify it as depression because that's what society understands a deep grieving as, is a depression stage. And then is the acceptance. And basically that's, you know, when one learns to live with the truth and reality of the loss. But it does not mean, and I want to specify this, it does not mean that they stop grieving just because they have an acceptance of that loss.
I know that, you know, people grieve differently. There's different timelines. And, of course, with different events that you're talking about with a loss. But a lot of people sometimes don't want to talk about it, don't want to discuss it. Is that a good thing? Tell me about that.
You know, it really depends on the person. We each kind of know ourselves, and there's different personalities out there. You probably heard the term introvert and extrovert. And, you know, introverts are usually people who like to self-process, go through the events as they happen, and try to understand them fully before they want to express themselves. And then you have the extroverts, which are very transparent and have no problem grieving expressively to others. So it really will depend on the person's personality within themselves. And there is nothing wrong with internal processing and not sharing your grief with others, although it is encouraged to eventually, you know, talk to people to let them know, you know, how this is affecting you so that we can help each other.
Sean, I know that you have an event coming up, and it's for people to handle grief during the holidays, and, you know, especially for folks who, you know, this is going to be the first holiday that they're without a loved one. Tell us about this event so people can mark it on their calendar, because it's a very important event.
Sure, and we are very grateful to have this opportunity to offer this to our community. On Saturday, November 3rd at Highland Community College in the Conference Center at 8 o'clock, we are going to be hosting a grief workshop, which basically will detail three guest speakers who we are in the process of locking down now who the speakers will be, that will be speaking on topics such as healthy living while grieving, which we feel is a very important thing. When we grieve, a lot of times we put ourselves aside and don't really take care of ourselves the way we should. Then we're going to also offer a grieving and depression speaker, which will talk about signs and symptoms of where we draw that difference between a normal grieving process and when we may be entering a process of depression, and how we can healthily grieve and what does unhealthy grieving look like. And then one of the biggest things that we offer, too, is a thing called re-identifying you. Because after a significant loss, a lot of times we have to go through an identification change from how we saw ourselves with that person, what roles. A lot of times this will happen from a spousal loss or a child loss, when we served one capacity as the person to that person we lost, and that has changed now. And how do we re-identify ourselves to move on with the new us without that lost one in our lives anymore?
All right, so we're talking about an all-day event again. Give us the date and time and the location.
That will be Saturday, November 3rd, 2018 at Highland Community College at the Conference Center, and registration will start at 8 o'clock there, but we also have online registration, which will be taken, or information you can find, which is at www.fhn.org for more information on this workshop coming up.
All right, so it's Saturday, November 3. It's going to be at Highland, and again, it's a grief for the holidays, especially for everybody, but it's always that first time that you go through the holidays without someone. That's always seems to be the toughest one, isn't it?
It absolutely can be, because it is a significant change for the first time. But this event is open for all different stages of grief or time of loss. So it's not just locked down to first years, but we would highly encourage those who are going through the first holidays to attend this. We feel it would be very beneficial to them, as well as relating with others that have been through same experiences that they have.
Any age restrictions on it at all?
Nope. There will be on the line registration. We will be asking about children, and we will have very constructive grieving and healing little workshops for the children as well.
People need to sign up early to allow FHN to make lunch, because lunch will be included. This is a free event. And also to make sure that there's enough materials as well. So again, Sean, tell us when and where, and again, how people can register for this grief event coming up.
Sure. The event is Saturday, November 3rd at Highland Community College. It begins at 8 o'clock a.m., and information can be found at www.fhn.org.
All right, very good. We'll be talking to you before the event as well again, Sean. Great to talk to you. Great information. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, thank you, Scott.
All right, Sean Hugan in here today, the FHN Pastoral Care Department here today. That's FHN Dial-A-Doc this morning, preceding brought to you today by FHN.